KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look back at Saturday's high school sports here locally for the weekend. At the Winterset Volleyball Tourney, Atlantic ended up 1-2 in early round play, winning over Greene County in two straight and falling to both Norwalk and Trainer two in a row. Trainer also beat both Greene County and Norwalk in their bracket play, and they went on to win the championship as Trainer beat Sheraton in the semis and then won over Norwalk in the finals on Saturday in that tourney. Also at the Rolling Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament on Saturday, the teams played through early round play through the semifinals and consolation. The championship match saw Cam defeat Arweva 2-1. Cam ends up 4-0 on the day, and they win the tournament. Arweva and Glidden Ralston each went 3-2. Coon Rapids Bayard was 2-2, while Peyton Sherdan, Bouyer Valley, Woodbine, and Exira EHK all went 1-2 in their matches. West Harrison 0-2 on the day Saturday. Lewis Central Volleyball Tourney saw teams play through pool action, and Sydney ended up winning the championship as Sydney downed Red Oak in the finals as they beat Abraham Lincoln, and Red Oak also a winner over Abe Lincoln in the final pool play before Sydney went on to the championship over Red Oak. In the secondary pool, it was Lewis Central winning that one, beating both Harlan and Maryville, and Glenwood won pool, the third pool with a 2-game sweep over both IKM Manning and Carlisle. That was at the Lewis Central Volleyball Tournament on Saturday. Well, let's take a look at some high school cross-country action from Saturday as Missouri Valley hosting its Invitational Saturday. And taking a look at some of the numbers, it was Nottoway Valley winning the boys' team championship as they win it with 40 points. Runner-up with 83 points in that meet was IKM Manning on Saturday. Also, Missouri Valley had 114 points, Denison 116, and Woodbine 122 among the top teams in the team competition. Taking a look at some of the individuals at the top of the pile, it was Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley winning, with Justin Ambrose of Bouyer Valley placing second. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley was third. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was fourth, and Quinton Dreyer of IKM Manning placing fifth. Also, Tyler Braheny and Ben Braheny were 6th and 7th running for Nottoway Valley. And their teammate Carter Menefee ended up in 10th place for Nottoway Valley Saturday. Also on Saturday, on the girls' side at that Missouri Valley meet, the team championship went to Logan Magnolia. They had 40 points. Denison with 71 points was the runner-up. AHSTW with 100 points, placing 3rd in the team competition on Saturday. Individually, Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia was the champ, with Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia second. Alexis Post of Riverside ran third. Reagan Anderson of Denison was fourth, and Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was fifth. Also in the top ten, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia sixth. Chloe Falcona of AHSTW was seventh, and also Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley placed in the top ten. She was at number 8 in Saturday's meet. In the NFL yesterday, Steven Gostkowski hit a 28-yard field goal as time expired, and the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs 43-40 last night after blowing a big halftime lead. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Tom Brady passed for 340 yards and a touchdown and ran for another score, diving headfirst between two defenders in a rare run by the 41-year-old QB. Brady got some help from rookie Sony Michel, who rushed 24 times for 106 yards and two touchdowns in another solid performance. That was the first loss of the season for the Chiefs, who were again let down by a defense that came in allowing an NFL-worst 462 yards a game. New England led 24-9 at intermission, but Patrick Mahomes directed an impressive rally for Kansas City, finishing 23 of 36 for 352 yards in his first loss as a starting quarterback. Three of his four TD passes went to Tyreek Hill. Mahomes threw two interceptions in the first half, but was unflappable down the stretch. He found Hill for a one-yard TD pass to make it 33-30 Kansas City with 8:38 left. With the Chiefs down 40-33, he connected with Hill again on a 75-yard score that tied the game with just over 3 minutes remaining. Brady used a 16-yard pass to James White and a 39-yard completion to Rob Gronkowski to get New England into field goal range. The Chiefs also started 5-0 last season before losing 6 of their last 11 and falling in the wild card round of the playoffs, but Coach Andy Reid said he's confident his team has some room to grow. Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, it was Seattle over Oakland 27-3, the Jets over Indianapolis 42-34, the LA Chargers beat Cleveland 38-14, Miami over Chicago in overtime 31-28, it was Atlanta over Tampa Bay 34-29, Minnesota beating Arizona 27-17, Houston over Buffalo 20-13, Pittsburgh 28-21 over Cincinnati, Washington beat Carolina 23-17, the Rams over Denver 23-20, Baltimore beat Tennessee 21-0, Dallas over Jacksonville 40-7, San Francisco at Green Bay is the Monday night contest this evening. Well, for the first time this season, the Iowa Hawkeyes are nationally ranked. The Hawks are 19th on the latest Associated Press poll after rolling to a 42-16 win at Indiana. It was a big day for junior quarterback Nate Stanley, who connected on 21 of 33 passes for 320 yards and 6 touchdowns. The Hawkeyes were also perfect, 4 out of 4 in the red zone, as they improved to 5-1.
That's one of those statistics that we like to maximize, and the coaches have called some great plays down in the red zone, and guys have just gone out and executed.
Tight end T.J. Hockenson was on the receiving end of a pair of those scoring passes, including a 54-yard strike midway through the third quarter that gave the Hawks a 35-10 lead.
You know, I think starting off, we had to establish the run game. I think we did that, and then we were able to spread the defense out a little bit. You know, the second half, we really were able to throw the ball, and it was all because we established the run game in the beginning.
Senior center Keegan Render says handling Indiana's pressure opened up big plays in the passing game.
I thought we did a pretty good job up front. They brought a lot of blitzes, a lot of pressures, and movement. And I think as far as our eye placement and discipline, I think we did pretty good job just getting on blocks and finishing blocks was the biggest thing out there. So I think we took a step forward. Obviously, like I said, it's a little different defense. They brought a lot of pressure.
Iowa hosts Maryland this Saturday in a game we'll have for you here on the radio. The AP Top 25 this week headed up by Alabama with Ohio State second. Clemson, Notre Dame, and LSU round out the top five. Michigan is 6. Texas is 7. Oklahoma's at 9. West Virginia's at 13th this week. Texas A&M is 17th. Penn State is just ahead of the Hawkeyes at number 18. Wisconsin is 23, while Michigan State checks in at number 24. In the coaches' top 25, a lot of the same at the top. Alabama's number 1. Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame, and LSU are the top 5, with Michigan 7. Texas is 8th. Oklahoma is 10th, West Virginia 13th, Penn State is 16th, Texas A&M is 18th, Wisconsin is at 19th, Iowa's at 22 in the coaches poll, and Iowa State just a near miss out of the top 25 this week, as they were another among the teams that got some votes. Iowa State enters their bye week with a record of 3-3 after the Cyclones dominated 6th-ranked West Virginia 30-14 Saturday night.
You know, West Virginia's got a really good football team. I got a lot of respect for their program and really proud of our kids. I thought, at times we played a lot of complete football. And as you can tell, we're not a finished product. We still got a lot of work to do, but we continue to grow.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell there. The Cyclone defense held an explosive Mountaineer offense to just one touchdown. West Virginia's other score came on a return of a blocked field goal.
You know, the ability to be multiple throughout the football game, and I think you had to be. And, I think our defensive staff did a great job of kind of having a plan to constantly switch up the looks and be as multiple as we could. And I think that's probably the most multiple maybe we've been. Greer's one of those quarterbacks that if you're in one thing too long, he's good enough that he knows the offense and he's going to make great adjustments. So certainly credit our defense, did a great job all night.
Making his first start at quarterback, freshman Brock Purdy overcame an early interception to lead the Cyclones to a second straight win over a rated foe.
Especially at that position, it's never always going to be perfect, and it certainly wasn't at times early in the game. And then, boy, some of the plays he made, his ability to escape pressure, obviously that last touchdown throw to Deshante, really impressive. So, he's got a lot of confidence in his receivers. He spreads the football around, and I think you just see him getting confident as the weeks go for us, and that's exciting to see.
And again, the Cyclones will take a breather this week with their bye week on Saturday. In baseball, Jackie Bradley Jr. has allowed the Boston Red Sox to even the American League Championship Series at a game apiece. Bradley hit a go-ahead 3-run double off of Garrett Cole in the third inning in the Red Sox 7-5 win over the Astros. Houston was up 4-2 until Boston outfielder put his team ahead to stay. The Bo Sox struck first as Andrew Benintendi and Rafael Devers delivered RBI singles in the bottom of the first. George Springer quickly tied the game with a 2-run double in the second, one inning before Marwin Gonzalez launched a 2-run homer. Devers and Mookie Betts each had 2 hits while scoring twice to help the Red Sox rebound from Saturday's loss in the opener. Winning pitcher Matt Barnes retired all 4 batters he faced after replacing David Price, who was reached for 4 runs on 5 hits and 4 walks over 4 2/3 innings. Craig Kimbrell allowed Jose Altuve's RBI single in the 9th before he picked up the save. Game 3 will be tomorrow in Houston. And in racing, Eric Almirola finished a Stuart Haas Racing route at Talladega Super Speedway, taking his first win of the season with a last lap pass. Almirola's win earned him an automatic berth into the third round of the playoffs. He was part of a four-car Ford tandem that dominated the entire race. Kurt Busch, Clint Bowyer, Kevin Harvick, and Almirola had pulled away from the field, and they were in control until a caution sent that race into overtime. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.